I am Bill Barton, and I am preparing lunch for our staff here at the Philadelphia Brewing Company. Today we're going to have quinoa with butternut squash, chickpeas, golden raisins, and some cranberries. Probably about 17 people, maybe, today.
And these are employees. Why are you making them lunch? And do you do it all the time?
I do it all the time, pretty much all the time. If I don't make lunch, I'll order some pizza once in a while, but I try not to do that. We try to do healthier meals. And years ago, going back, you know, I've been in this business 15 plus years now. We'd all eat together because it took, you know, there was four or five of us, and it took four or five of us to run the bottling line. So we always ate together. We just started making lunch, and it wasn't too bad about 6 or 7, 8, 10 people ago. But now, look, there's going to be 17 people eating, but I have to prepare enough food for what 25 normal people would eat.
Because your employees eat a lot, you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's their only meal of the day sometimes. I don't think they eat anything else. I mean, I could be wrong, but they just eat a lot of food. But some of them, I mean, people do work really hard here. So, I mean, in our proximity from here, in Kensington to downtown to Center City, our trucks can load up, go deliver, and be back here in 10, 15 minutes to load up and go back out again. And that's what they have to do. And there's a lot of climbing in and out of basements and upstairs. And, you know, it's not an easy job at all.
Nancy Barton, and I'm one of the owners at Philadelphia Brewing Company. Usually he does the lunch and then I'll clean up. And I don't mind doing that. But yeah, it's important for us all to eat together, I think, because it's more like a family then. And then the guys don't realize it, but then they just start talking about stuff, work, personal stuff. I don't know. It just makes them closer, I think.
I understand some of your employees have dietary restrictions.
How do you work around that?
Well, one of our guys doesn't eat any vegetables at all. Nothing green. We have a couple people that are vegetarian. Like, Bill and I don't eat meat, so a couple of our guys don't like tuna fish or eggplant. So if Bill does, sometimes he'll do like an eggplant lasagna. He'll do like a square without eggplant in it for those couple people that don't want that. So
you're chopping a red onion. Is making lunch something that you look forward to? Is it part of your day that you enjoy?
I do. It's a very, it's kind of like my moment of zen. So I get a little time just to kind of zone out of all the other stuff, and people usually leave me alone. And when I'm done eating, then it's back to work. This is the only meal I make, though. You have to realize, I haven't made a meal at my house. I live in Queen Village in well over 10 years, if not more.
Why? Because you're so busy?
Well, we go to visit customers all the time. We have a lot of bar restaurant customers, and we go out every night, and we like to eat their food. Look out for the stampede. Full family style meal today. So for the meat lovers, it's going to be ham and the quinoa dish along with Brussels sprouts. For the meat haters, they just will skip the ham. So eat more quinoa.
So you got everything.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm trying to. I'm Nick. How's it going?
Good. What's your last name?
Cassizzi. Nick Cassizzi.
So you have the ham, the Brussels sprouts, the quinoa, and the bread. You're not a picky eater.
No, but it's pretty easy to eat when you work here. Everything's delicious.
What do you think about the fact that your boss makes your lunch?
I'm very lucky. It's really good after a hard day's work. The hardest part is getting back to work after filling your stomach. I'm Bob Boilo.
Could I ask you what you think about the fact that he cooks lunch?
Every day? It's wonderful. I mean, it saves us from having to go out and spend our own money. Plus, he's a hell of a chef. I mean, if he ever wants to get out of the beer business, he knows what to do.
What do you do here? What's your job?
I'm a boxer.
So you put the beer in boxes?
I beat up the people and make them buy beer. Actually, I make boxes. And then I work the bottling line. I put the empties on the hungry part end of the bottling line and takes them down, rinses them out, and fills them with beer.
You got the ham, the Brussels sprouts, and the bread. No quinoa.
No quinoa. If I can't spell it, I don't eat it.